Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History.
In today's podcast, we will be discussing casualties and deaths during the Great War. We will begin by describing the numbers and types of deaths during the war, and we will go on to consider the impact that deaths and injuries had both at home and abroad. The Great War lasted from 1914 until 1918. During that time, it is estimated that around 40 million people died as a result of the war's events. During the war, the British Empire, which was Britain and also other member countries from the Empire, had just under 9 million military men involved. Of these, around 900,000 were killed and more than 2 million were wounded. British troops alone accounted for 700,000 of these deaths, meaning that roughly one in every nine British soldiers died. It is believed that at least 85,000 Scottish soldiers died as a result of the fighting, although some people put the estimate closer to 100,000, and some people have even suggested it's more than double this. The country with most military casualties during the war was Russia, with more than 9 million men killed, injured or taken prisoner. Germany and Austro-Hungary both had around 7 million casualties. Almost 17,000 British civilians died as a result of the war. This was sometimes because they worked at the front, as nurses for example, but also due to German Zeppelin attacks on Britain, or the sinking of passenger ships. By the end of the war, almost everyone in Britain knew or was related to at least one person that had been killed. This caused devastation across the country, and on occasion even saw most young men from single villages being killed. Families that lost loved ones obviously had to live with terrible grief, but death could cause other problems, such as if the dead man had been the only worker in the household, which possibly led to poverty for the remaining family. If a man was killed in war, his family would usually be sent a telegram informing them of this. Sometimes the dead man's commanding officer or a friend might also write a letter of sympathy to the man's family, perhaps explaining the circumstances of his death. Cities, towns and villages had their own way of commemorating their war dead. Some of them built large war memorials which named all of their dead. Other groups, including schools, would post a roll of honour with the names of those that had served and died. At 11 o'clock on the 11th of November 1918, the fighting in the Great War came to an end. As such, from 1919 onwards, the 11th of November became a National Remembrance Day, later becoming Remembrance Sunday.